Fishy Kilkil, and the Osamech's explanation, and the third two Toseftas were in Bava Kama, that the Rafe who harmed the patient accidentally. So the one Tosefta at the end of the second parak in Bava Kama says that he's chayiv to pay, nezek. And the Tosefta that's later in HaChayvel, the parak HaChayvel talks about the fact that HaChayvel b'chaver pays chamisha dvarim, tzari, peshevis, and boishes. A boishes, the Gemara says, you only pay if either niskavin levayesh or niskavin lachvol. So the doctor was niskavin lerape, he wasn't at all niskavin levayesh or lachvol. So boishes for sure is pot, and even tzari, peshevis, only chayiv to pay if there was some miktsas pshia. So the doctor, we assume the doctor's a mumcha. The thing was an einus. So odemod liyolim beim einus beim berotz, and that's only nezik. That's how the Gemara says he doesn't pay tzairi pesheves and boshes. That was the yishuv to the two toseftas in Bava Kama. Then the third tosefta was in Gittin. Middle of Gittin, you have many mishnayos, and then the tosefta adds on more and more. Takonis b'pnei tikan ha'olam. So the Tosefta says that a Reifa Shekilkel is Potem and Dini Yad B'chai B'dini Shemaim. So what is that talking about? That's talking about the Reifa who had Rishus from the Bezin. Just like by the Dayanim, there's a concept of Netilus Rishus that Im Tov Lo Yishalmu. That's a whole sugya later on Daf Hei, Daf Hei Amin Aleph, a whole tomorrow. We want to encourage big Tamir Chachamim to go into the field of Psak Halacha and go to the field of Dine Torah. They're going to be afraid they're going to make a mistake in Psak, and then they're going to have to pay from their pocket to make good the hefsid that the Balabas suffered. So they'll go write Svarim. Put out Kisvayat or something. They won't. So expert people who really know Halacha will run away from functioning as Dayanim. They'll run away from Paskening and Isaveheta because they'll be afraid that if they'll make a misstep, they'll have to pay. They'll sue them from all they're worth. So just like we want to encourage the sharp Talmid HaChacham to go into this field, so we want to encourage the best doctors to remain in medicine. They shouldn't go into research, shouldn't go into another field. They should practice medicine. So they made a takana de Rabbanon, Tov Lo Yishalmu, the top Talmid HaChachamim, they gave him rishus from the Bezin. Bezin has a right to pata, that's Hefke, Bezna Hefke. And not only Bezna Hefker, Bezna Hefker, Rishus from the Reish Galusa Patas also. The Reish Galusa is Dino Kimelech. That's how the Gemara says on Hey Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk from Bereshus. Lo Yosu Shevit Ni Yehuda Mechoyke Kimbein Raglov. So Shevit Yehuda is supposed to have the Malchus. So the Gemara says, Lo Yosu Shevit Ni Yehuda Eile Rashi Goli Shevit Bovel. Because the Reish Galusa has the Din like a Melech. Mechoyke Kimbein Raglov Eile B'nei Bonam Shev Hillel. That they were the Nisim, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, that the Avram has this long tshuva Aleph and Simen Chelik Aleph, tshuva Aleph and Chelik Aleph, based on the Tosus and the Rishonim here, that the din of Hefke Bezna Hefke is not really a role of Bezna, it's really a role of the government. If the government isn't taking care of it, so then Bezna has the right to act as if they're the government. But the Ike din of Hefke Bezna Hefke is really din of the Machus Adina. If the government feels it necessary to make hefker, to pata someone from paying something, they have a right to, and Bezna has a right to act as if they are the din of the Malchusa. That's why the Gemara says, Rishus from the Reish Galusa and Bovel, to pata tolo yishalmu for a doctor or for a rabbi, helps not only in Bovel, where the Reish Galusa is in charge, and the Golas, Rishus from the Reish Galusa patas even in Eretz Yisrael. But the reverse, Rishus from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, Patas the doctors shato, patas the dayanim shato, only in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't pata them. When they go to Babel, it doesn't pata them. That's how the Gemara says. Why? Because the Reish Galusa is really the Melech, and the Koyach of Din and the Machus is stronger than the Koyach of Hefke Bezin. Hefke Bezin is only in Eretz Yisrael. The Nosish of Eretz Yisrael can pata in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the institution that the Gemara talks about at length. About Nesinus Rishus, Natilus Rishus from the Reish Galusa, from the Nasi, for Tolo Yishalma, that's to encourage the top Dayanim to stay in the field. And that's what the Tosefta talks about in Gittin. The Tosefta talks about Rishus also from the Reish Galusa, from the Nasi, to practice medicine. It doesn't mean that you can't practice medicine without a license. That's a double pashut. You can't practice medicine without a license. Who gives the license? The medical schools or whatever. You have to ascertain who gives the license. But this Rishus from the Bezdin is with respect to Tolo Yishalmo. There is a Sefer Mishnas Chachamim. Pinchas Chinuch always quotes from the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim. It's a commentary on the Rambam. Quite a few volumes. Every so often the Pischei Tshuva quotes it. So I think the Pischei Tshuva, the end of Yeridah, quotes the Mishnas Chachamim, who didn't understand like this, because he didn't have the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sa'odom. Ramban explains Barichas, this whole story. Ramban was a doctor, so he talks about the Tolo Yishalma by the doctors and Tolo Yishalma by the Dayanim. So the Ramban explains Baharchove what I just said. I got it from the Ramban. I would never have figured it out on my own. And Rab Chaim Moser didn't have the Torah Sa'odom. Rab Chaim Moser was in Vilna. He was the big genius, Pesach. Years ago, he died in the middle of the Second World War. So he just had the Pischei Tshuva, who quotes from the Mishnas Chachamim, has a suffix. The Mishnas Chachamim misunderstood the Tosefta. He thought that every doctor has to have Rishus from the Nasi, from the Rishus from the Bezin, to practice medicine. It means you have to have a license to practice medicine. Otherwise, you may be killing the people. That's in America also. You have to have a license. You have to be certified. Otherwise, you're a faker. You're a fraud. So the Mishnah's Chacham had a suffix. Is it enough if you have rishus from the Bezdin in general to practice medicine? Or do you need rishus before you do each and every surgery? You have to get rishus individually. The Pashta says that the whole thing is a misunderstanding. The Tosefta is talking about rishus from the Nasi Tolo Yishalmo, that he doesn't have to pay. They only gave the rishus to the top doctors. They didn't give rishus to every doctor. Has to be licensed. That's a different halacha. That's a double pasha like that. You can't let any Tom, Dick, and Harry practice medicine. They're going to kill all the patients. This is only for the top doctors, the top 2% or something. That it should be told lo yishalm. So that's how Tosfos understood the Gemara and Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara asked the kasha e hochi elamiyata. The Gemara says. Tolo Yishalma. What does it mean? Elamayata means, based on what you just said, the din should have been that you should be potter from paying Tolo Yishalma. Why? Based on what you just said. So Rashi is very difficult. Rashi says, Eloi Hachi. Rashi says, 10 lines down from the top, Handap Gimel Amud Aleph. E Hachi, the Gemara says, the Bahidos, Vavla Shlosh, it be non. No, that's the wrong one. Where's the Rashi? Elamayata here, 5 lines up in the top. Elamayata. To hadyotas bedini mominis lo yishalma de kaven. The bishus rabbanon konachse habalhukim mumchim. Komumchlebezim to lo yishalma. Rashi learned whoever had the right to function in a din Torah, the din is to lo yishalma. So Tosfos times there is no such din. Whoever had the right, that's not true. If the dying was tor, he has to pay. If you believe in, if you paskin, you mentioned last week, there's a machlekes Ramei and Chachamim Baba Kama Daf Kuf, where the Garmi is chayiv or not. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion there, Dainin and Dinin Garmi. We paskin like Rav Meir, that one who is mazik chaveiro, aydei grama, does not pay. One is mazik aydei Garmi, does have to pay. Garmi means halfway in between mazik b'yadayin and grama b'nezik. So the dayin shetor, the Balabatim are going to listen to him. The dying pastor says, you have to pay him $100,000. So he pays. He follows the rabbi. He pays. And then later on, the rabbi realizes he made a mistake. So the rabbi was responsible for the hefsin money. You can't say that it's a mazik v'adayin. The guy gave away the money on his own. But you can't say that it's grama, that it's totally indirect. It's not totally indirect. Balabatim listened to the psak of the rabbi. The rabbi said, this behemoth is a trefa. See, you should feed it to the dogs. So the Balabam listen, they go feed it to the dogs. After they fed it to the dogs, then the rabbi realized I made a mistake and I was mafsid him all of that money. So we paskin that he didn't deen and digami. So the rabbi's mukhiv to pay to make good the hefsid mama that he's responsible for, even though it wasn't nasam and nasam diyad. Even though he didn't feed it to the dogs and he didn't say, give me the $100,000, I'm going to give it to the other one. If one would reject the Rav Meir's opinion, we happen to be do paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin danin and dina digami, and we paskin in the end of Chosh Mishpah, but towards the very end of Chosh Mishpah, we paskin gami is only midirabonim, like Tosfos against the Ramban. We mentioned last week, the Shach writes in Chosh Mishpah on that siman, dina digami. He writes that he started writing a commentary, a chibur, on the kuntras dina digami of the Ramban, and then he stopped because we don't pass like the Ramban anyway. The Ramban holds Adina Gamir is Minatora, and that's what forced him into give a lot of difficult, develop difficult ideas. So the Shach says we don't accept the whole major premise of the Rambam. We assume the Gamir is only the Rabbanan, so it's a waste of time to study that Rambam. So he stopped writing his commentary. I don't think they ever printed even the beginning of what he wrote. We don't have it. So that's the story of the Gamir. So if the din would have been not like Rav Meir, Lo Danin and Din and Gamir, then the Dain Shatov would only have to pay if Nasam and Nasam Biyad. That's the first wide line, the very wide line that is on Gimel Amud Aleph. There are narrow lines, and there are wider lines, and there are very wide lines. So the first very wide line, Tosis says, "L'mechayv l'shalem alukay natum anasam biyad." Or if you hold from dina digamni, then you don't need natum anasam biyad. We pass from dina digamni, so you don't need natum anasam biyad. So the dayan shato is mechayv to say, unless he had rishus from the bezin, exactly the same as the reife. The reife has to be licensed by the government or by the medical school, but the medical schools have to be licensed and the doctors have to be licensed. That's a different thing. Make sure that no one is practicing medicine and doesn't know what a charlatan shouldn't practice medicine. But then, Tola Yishalma, that's a new takon. That's a new hefke bezna hefke. That's only, they give license to practice medicine to many people. But this Tola Yishalma is only the top 2% or the top 5% or something. They encourage those doctors and those dayanim that they should stay in the field. There is a Tshuva Sefer, I think it's called Divrei Menachem. It was Tshuvas written by the rabbi in Frankfurt, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was the rabbi in Frankfurt. I think his name was Menachem Kirshenbaum or something. He was the rabbi in the other Orthodox community, not where Rabbi Breuer was, not where Rabbi Shlomo Breuer was. And he has beautiful tshuvas, so he has a correspondence back and forth with the Dombrova Rav. Dombrova was in Galicia, I think, or in Poland. I'm not sure where it was. So they had a dispute about this. What's the pshat? There was a case, a doctor treated a patient and accidentally the patient got sicker, so the question was whether the doctor has to pay. What's pshat not tosefta? So I forgot already which one of them, either the Dombrava Rav or this the Divrei Menachem, one of them had the Torah Sa'adam. So he says the pshat. He gives it the correct pshat and the tosefta, and he writes it up barichas, that's the right pshat. The Gemara has on
The Dombrova Rav actually moved to Berlin after World War I.
Had a shtiebel there.
Yeah.
That's where Rabbi Soloveitchik used to daven. They weren't sure whether Lubavitcher Rebbe used to daven, but he went to university in Berlin, they weren't sure. So they had different Lubavitcher print biographies of the Rebbe, so someone was guessing, so he said he davened in the shul Adas Yisrael. So someone looked it up, Adas Yisrael was a reform synagogue, so he said he didn't daven Adas Yisrael, he davened in a different shul. He said everything was a joke, and he says they know where he davened. Rabbi Soloveitchik and the Rabbi Shai, they both davened in the Dombrova Shtiebel. That was in there's a Dombrova Shtiebel over here. After the Second World War, I think they made a Dombrova Shtiebel over here. So the son of the one who used to be the Rebbe in the Dombrova Shtiebel said that he heard from his father when Rabbi Soloveitchik used to daven there on Shabbos afternoon. They always did daven mincha after the Shkia. Rabbi Soloveitchik was always nervous about that. Why the davening mincha after the shkia? So the Dombrava Rebbe had to always calm him down and tell him, "Don't worry, you're not going to burn again for davening mincha after the shkia." But he didn't. He didn't listen to him. He always used to daven mechidus before the shkia. Yes. So the Gemara has on the last line on Dalet on the day is Tana Rabbanan, going over the top line on Hei Amid Aleph. Gemara says, "Dinim Amidus Tishloisha." That's what it says in the Mishnah. Didim amnis b'shlosha. Then it says, "V'mhoya mumcha l'rabim, dan afilu yechidi." Sometimes we allow, if a person is an expert dayan, we allow him to be dan yechidi. We have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, "Alti dan yechidi, shen dan yechidi elo echad." So the reason why "Alti dan yechidi" gzeris shem yitte, it's a gzeris mirabani, may make a mistake. But if he's a mumcha l'rabim, means he has a lot of years of experience. It does dinei Torah all the time, so then that gzeir the Rabbanan doesn't apply. So we would permit him. It's not talking about gzeir l'sachavos, it's talking about hoyzval voice. So in hoyzval voice, you say that a mumcha l'rabban dana afi yedichidi. So Gemara has a suffix. here, take a look, the second line. Amar Rav Nachman could go now. No, don't dini maminis v'yichidi. I have so much experience in being done dini maminis. I have the status of the mumcha. L'chein Amar Rav Chia could go now. No, Chia lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nachman lived in Bavel. So these are people who are mumcha. L'ram dana fi yichidi. Gemara is a sofi giboy luhu. When Rav Nachman said or Rav Chia said kagon hanoah, I have the status of a mumcha l'rabim. Kagon hanoah don iboy luhu. Kagon hanoah the gemir nevisavirna urik udnekitnem rishusa. I'm from the top 2% that I got rishus from the Reish Galusa, or rishus from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. The rishus from the Reish Galusa to Pat Tola Yishama was only given to the top 2%, the top 5%, to encourage them to stay in the field of Dine Torah, stay in the field of Dayanas. So what do you mean? Kagon Anor. Mumcha L'Rab means one who is recognized, one who is certified by the Reish Galusa, by the Nasi, as one of the top 2%, that's it. Oh, perhaps, Oidil Ma'afak Abdullah Nakat Mishusa. Dine Dina, maybe Mumcha L'Rab Darafilchim, maybe it doesn't have to be from the top 2%. Maybe if a Gomer Vesod, he has a lot of experience, even if he was never chosen, he's never selected as one of the top 2%. And once the Toshma, the more proves that you don't need Rishus. Shmamina ki lo nakad Rishus adini dina Shmamina. The more proves from an incident that the definition, the translation of the term on the top line, Mohimum Chalaram dan afir yichidi, that you don't require that he should be nakad Rishus midat. The Kitas Rishus is for the purpose of Tolo Yishalma. It's based on Hefke Bezna, Hefke indeed in Machuz Nidus. So why did the Gemara raise the possibility? Maybe Mumcha L'Ram Dana Fidichidi is only if the fella is potter if he makes a mistake. Why should it be connected? The answer is simple, because they only gave it the Tchilas Rishus to the top 2%, top 5%, whatever it is. To encourage them, they should stay in Dayanus. And maybe this deal in the Brisa, Mumcha L'Rabim, maybe you only considered Mumcha L'Ram if you wanted the top 2%. So that's what the Gemara meant. It doesn't mean maybe you're on the Mumcha L'Rabim if you'll be potter if you pay. Why should that be Tolo Yishalom? No, it means they only potter those Tolo Yishalom. They only potter them from the top 2%. So that's what the Gemara was assuming. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, no. Mumcha L'Rabim means you have an awful lot of experience. You don't have to be from the top 2%. The thing is that's called Mumcha L'Rabim and Dana Pi L'Yechidi. Fine. So we learned the first line in the Mishnah, Dinim Amnes Bishloish, Zeilas Achvalas Bishloisha. And we saw a little bit the Gemara, Gimel Amnes Beis. The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim. Shlosha Minolon, on the fourth line from the top of Gimel Amnes Beis. What is the source that you need? Shlosha, the Tana Abonon. It says, Elohim, 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 three times. Harekan Shlosha, Dibur Rabbi Yoshe. That's from the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes. You add up how many times the word appears, and that gives you the sum total of three Dayan. Rabbi Yonasan disagrees, and he says, whenever you're adding up and coming to a sum total, so you can't count the first one. The first time it says, has to say, you come to the Besdin. There's no extra word. You only know to add up the extra times that it says Elohim from the extra time, but the first one, it has to say like that. So, Ein Darshim Tchilas, because how else can you write the Chumash? So the answer is no. You have one pasuk. Ad halim yavu drashneim harikanecha. Shalshin alehim harikanshaim. Then bezim shakol masif alehim oidachot. We don't need a third pasuk to teach us that you need a third time. We know on our own. Gemara is going to say that's a pasuk. We darshan from the pasuk in Chumash that you're not supposed to establish lintos achiram lahat. Gemara is going to have it 15 lines later. We learn from it's a drasha of the Torah Shabbal Peh. That's not the pshuto shal mikra. It's a drasha when you're establishing a bezim. You shouldn't have an even number of dayanim. You should have an odd number, so you'll be able to go baseroy. Shine. The Gemara says, so what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonis? Name, or should I say, b'dorshin tchilas kol mifligi? Is that the machlokes? Whenever you're going to add up how many times the word appears in Chumash, and the first time it has to say, but the second time, third time, it's already miyuta there. So do I say gloy milsa l'mafreya? Since you're adding up the second and the third time, so you should add up the first time also. He's saying that the first time it has to be written because the pshutu shal mikro. Lei moshele say b'doshim tchilas kol mifligi masav b'doshim tchilas masav ein doshim tchilas masav low. Not necessarily so. The kuli yama, maybe everybody agrees ein doshim tchilas. You don't count the first time. The first time you need for pshutu shal mikro. Amalach Rabbi Yoshi. So why is it that he does count the first time? In Cain, if the Torah didn't mean that I should add up the first one, name a krov nika balbais ala shefet. Why does it say alalim shmamin ala minyon? And Bjornsson says no, lishna di almanokat. That's how you write in Hebrew like that. Reinus atich alahim lefaro. Alahim is loshon chol over there. It means a dayan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the dayan to punish Paro with the punishments of the esamaka. So here also, lishna di almanokat. Could the Amrinch people say man this ledina likra legabi dayna? Go to the dayan mumcha. Don't go to a shofet stama judge. Go to a top notch judge. Fine, okay. The Gemara suggests maybe they're arguing whether Darshim Tchilas and the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi Islam, and maybe they both agree in principle that usually aim Darshim Tchilas, but here it's an exception to the rule because the Chumash could have used a different word. Could have said Nik Bal Bais Ala Shefet. The fact that he uses the word Elohim the first time implies that you should add that to the second and the third, come to the conclusion that you need three Dayan. Then the Gemara said, you mean to say the first time it doesn't subscribe to the rule of Bezn Noita, Rabbi Yoshe Leslie Bezn Noita, doesn't he agree? Ain't Bezn Shokol? When you establish Bezn, you're not supposed to have an even number of Dayan of Hatanya. You have a Breiser, a Blazer, Benosha Rabbi Yoshe Glilia, Matam Elam, and Ninta, Sachiram Lahato, Isater Omer, Aseiluch Bezn Noita. We learn out that's not the Pshutu Shal Mikra, but the Tana says we read an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk that you always have to have an odd number of Dayan. So the Gemara says, that's right, that's what that Tana says, but the first Tana over here, Rabbi Yoshia, doesn't accept it. He disagrees with that Tana. Who does he have on his side? Who agrees? Which Tana agrees with Rabbi Yoshia? So Rabbi Yoshia, Shivin, the Mishnah has a machlek is Satanayim, where the Bezna Gadol is 70 or 71. So if it's 70, it means that it doesn't bother you, the fact that you have an even number of Dayorim. So you see that the Tana Rabbi Yoshia and the Mishnah, that there's no such din of a bezin noita. Nothing wrong with having an even number of dayanim in a bezin. Then the Gemara says, no, you can't quote Rabbi Yehuda. Amen. The Shamas Ali Rabbi Yehuda b'san Hedrik Doilo d'chsivi kroy. The one and only bezin that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the other chachamim is bezin agorol is 70. You don't need 71 because you have psukim. That's the way it's esrali shivimish. Hashayadati came zikne ha'am v'shotrov. Where is it in Parshas Bahaloscha? I think. But b'shar beidinim isham eslei. In other Bate Dinim, do you know that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this Tana Rabbi Lez Benosh Rabbi Yosef Glili? V'chitayim aloishna, I maybe you'll say, no difference, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana disagrees, and he says, not only Bezn HaGadol can be an even number, any Bezn can be an even number. Fake more, it's absolutely not true. But Tanan we have in the Mishnah, Smichas Zikeinim. What is Smichas Zikeinim talking about? Rashi writes, Smichas Zikeinim al Rosh Parho Edo. That's a parhelim davashal tzibur. If the bezna, usually, when you bring korbanos, so you do smicha on the korban. You have to lean on the korban machol kach. Smicha is only done by the bala korban. If I send a korban and I'm not there, I live in New York and I send money to Eretz Yisrael, so nobody does smicha on the korban. Smicha can only be done either by the bala korban or you don't do. Smicha is not miyakif. Even if the bala korban is there, he doesn't do smicha, it's not miyakif. The chatchila, the mitzvah b'shalimus is to bring a korban with smicha, but the everything without smicha is good. So if you send aydei ashliach, so you don't do any smicha. So since the smicha has to be done by the bala korban, so the Mishnah says in the end of Zvachim, I think, that korban tziba never has smicha. What are you going to have? The whole klal Yisrael is going to stand there and do smicha? You don't have smicha. But there are two or three exceptions to the rule of a korban tzibur, which does have smichas. And one of them is parhelam dovah shel tzibur. That if the Bez Nagorel made a mistake, they paskin lahalocha that a certain isa koris is mutter. They allowed a certain kind of chametz on Pesach. They allowed eating some kind of food on Yom Kippur. They agreed not allowed to eat food on Yom Kippur, but one kind of food they did permit, eating on Yom Kippur. Or they allowed turning on lights on Shabbos. They permitted some kind of a malocha on Shabbos, some kind of eating of food on Yom Kippur, something like that, an Issa Kares. So if an individual on his own violates Shabbos or eating on Yom Kippur, b'shogeg, reading Chametz b'Pesach, b'shogeg, reading Chel v'Dam, so he has to bring a Kizba Osir, he brings a Karben Yochid. If the Bez Nagadol makes a mistake and the Roiv HaTzibur, 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, violate this Issa based on the mistake of Pesach of the Bez Nagadol, so then the halacha says, we're not required each and every individual person, he should bring kizbo l'sira. We say the Bez Nagadol brings a korban on behalf of the whole tzibur, parhal and davar shel tzibur. That's called parho eda, and the whole tzibur gets a kavara. So this is one of the few exceptions to the rule that you do have smicha on a korban tzibur. The Bez Nagadol does smicha, but you don't require all the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. How many members of the Bez Nagadol do you need to represent Klal Yisrael to do the smicha on the korban? So that's a machlekes of Shimon and Reb Yudah, whether three or five. And the same thing by Arifas Eglo. What's the story, Arifas Eglo? Not Arifas Eglo. How does it say in the Chumash? Kimot Echol Abadama. What was it? Last week said at the end of Parsha Shoftim. Eglo Arufa. So what does it say? Kimot Echol Abadama. You find a Jew who was murdered. Lo Noda Mihiko. So you have to measure. Members of the Bez Nagadol have to come. Like the police do. No, the Xeris HaKos, members of the Bez Nagadol have to come. You have to leave the body there, where you found it, until the members of the Bez Nagadol come. And they should measure to the city, Svivas HaKholo, near the murdered body, to see which city is closest. And what I was going to say later, even Ninsa Baalil, even if it's clear that he's closer to this city than to any other city, it's a mitzvah medida. So then you should do medida anyway. Even if it's obvious, it's absolutely obvious which city is close. On mitzvah, you have to do medida, and the members of the Bez Nagadol have to do medida. After they do the medida, then they bury the dead body. So after they establish which city is the city that's closest, so the Zikna Hoyer have to bring an Egla Arufa. So that medida is done. You have to have members of the Bez Nagadol do the medida. So how many members of the Bez Nagadol? You don't need for the Arifa Segla. They don't have to be there for the ceremony of chopping off the neck of the Egla Rufa. They have to just be there for the Medida. So, but the Mishnah calls it Arifa Segla. To start off the whole process of Egla Rufa, you have to do the Medidas, and the Medida has to be done by a Bezdin consisting of members of the Bez Nagadol. So it's a machlekes of Shimon Rabbi Yudah with the three or five. Yamina, my time, the Rabbi Yudah. How did Rabbi Yudah come to the realization, to the conclusion that you need five people for the smichas ha-bezna on the parham davash al-zibor, and you need five by the medida for the egla rufa? The Gemara is all based on psukim, and part of his position is he agrees that ain't bezna shako. So the only one and only bezna that he says can be an even number of dayanim is the bezna hagadol. Any other bezna, even though the bezna over here is not paskening any shadows, they're just doing smicha. One could understand ein bezna shokel makes sense if it's a bezna that's going to pasken a shayla. So you're concerned there's going to be a chiluki, there's going to be a machlekes, and it may turn out to be a tie, an even vote, the same amount say one way, say the other way. So you have the drasha from Rav Loza, but also Rav Yosef Glili, you always need a bezin noit, you should have an odd number of dayanim on the bezin. Here the bezin is not paskening anything, they're just doing the smicha, and the egla rufa. They're just going to do the medida. If they're going to have a shayla, they're going to pasken the shayla, they should call up, they should refer the shayla to all the members of the bezin agadol regarding the medida. Do you measure from the heart? Do you measure from the nose? The machlag the satana, where do you measure from? How do you measure? If they're going to have a shayla, are they the balabatim to paskin? Because the Bez Nagadol sent these five people. Pashto says they should not paskin. They should send the shayla back to the Bez Nagadol to paskin. So they're just doing a maisa bezna. They're doing the medida. They're doing the smicha. And nonetheless, there's a din. Are they in bezin shakel? Even though the bezin is not paskining any shaylas.
If they're not there, they're closer to the number anyway to paskin the shayla. If those three people from the Bez Nagadol are not there, would they replace them?
They don't have to replace them.
There's no
psak coming out for the purposes of parhalam dovah shel tzibur. The mission says you have to have all the 71 members, and you have to have the muflush ebebezin. You have to have the consultant in addition to the 70 of the 71. There was always a muflush ebebezin who was not a member of the bezin. That's what the Tosaf points out. Shivim, yeah. The Tosaf on this daf on Gimelam and Beitzim Aschav Yudaim a Shivim. So they asked that the Gemara says that in Alexandria there were 71 katadroes when Talmai HaMelech wanted the rabbis to translate the Tanakh into Greek, so he invited all the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol. But according to Rabbi, there were only 70. So Taisa says it's 70 plus 1 because there was a Mufla Shebe Sanhedrin. There's a different Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Zvachim, I think. One of the Tanaim says, Kach mekublan mipi ayin beis zikenim. He has a tradition from the 72 members of the Bezna Gadol. What 72 members of the Bezna Gadol? So the Mefarshim say, those are the, it goes according to the Chachamim, that there's 71 members, then you have a Mufla Shebesanet, then you have a consultant. So that's why it's 72. Like Tesis says, Ali Reb Yudah, there were 70 plus the consultant. So according to the Chachamim, there were 71 plus the consultant that added up to Ayin Bezikain. There were 72. Yeah, but that's for the purposes of Parhalam, that's for the purposes of Parhalam Dovashal Tzibur. So they need all the 71 members. But just to ask a Shaila, just to pass on, you don't need all the members of the Bezango. If they'll have a shot, they'll say what their opinion is, and they'll call, they'll ask the other members of the Bezango. What do they say?
Maybe 3 is enough.
Huh?
Maybe 3 is enough. How do we know that? Once we don't know the number 71, who says 3 is enough?
3 is enough, but if you have a shaylah that's negated to all of Klal Yisrael, why should they be the balabatim to paskanayin it? They were chosen by the other members of the Bez Gadol to represent them, to do the medida. They weren't chosen misomcha. They weren't chosen that they should have the right to paskanayin the case. The Rishonim ask, why do you say the Ran or the Yad Ramah? They talk about, why do you say, why do you need ein bezin shokol? Why do you need a bezin noita? They're not paskaning anything. So one of the Rishonim said, in case a machloikas will come out, they'll be able to paskan. Is that right? They're the balabatim to paskan up. They'll be a shayla where they measure from the heart or from the mouth or from the nose. So these three or these five will have the right to paskan. Pashta says they're not. They're not the balabatim to paskan. They're tamir chachamim, fine, but they don't have the more right than anybody else. Any other talmid chacham could also paskan. So the pashta says that's halacha that you need ein bezin shokel, even if a bezin, even if it's a bezin that. That's not paskening anything, and there's no issue of going basarayv, no issue of a tie in the vote. There's going to be a split vote, and there's going to be a tie. It's halacha, and constituting a bezin should have a bezin night. So the Gemara says, you see, the Reb Yudah holds. You see, the Reb Yudah only holds by bezin hagadol. He can have 70, an even number of dayanim. But any other bezin, like the bezin for smicha. By Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur, or the Bezin for Midda by Yegla Rufa, every other Bezin he agrees that you need a Bezin night. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Rabbi Yoshi Adifam and the Rabbi Yudah. The other Rabbi Yudah is an Adik Dailahu Delay Slav Shabedin Isle. Rabbi Yudah only holds his one exception to the rule Bezin HaGadol. You can have 70, there's no Dina Bezin Noita, but every other Bezin Rabbi Yudah agrees you need a Bezin Noita. Rabbi Yoshi holds Bishabedina Nami Laisle. Rabbi Yoshi never holds from the Din. Of Beznoita. What does he do with the Pasik? Rablaza Benosh Abyes Agli, Lenar from the Pasik. Gemara says, Bela Hailintas Mayovidle. Gemara says he agrees with the Rablaza Abyes Agli. But Mukim Labedin in the Fasha, Abdin Imam in the Sloy. Shay. Rabbi Yoshi agrees there is such a din. And that's how we established that you need a Sanhedrin has to have 23 Dayanim. We establish a Sanhedrin for Dinei Nefosh's purposes needs 23. Why? Because it says, Shoftu Heida V'Yitzilu Heida. So the word Eida, the Mishnah explained, the word Eida has the connotation of 10. So Shoftu means that they'll judge that the guy's Chayv Misa. V'Yitzilu means 10 will judge that he's Potter from Misa. So that's going to be an even vote. So theoretically, you have to have the ability that 10 should say Chayv Misa and 10 should say Potter from Misa. Then you have to have one more. You need a Bez Noita. So you have to have 21. That one should be able to break the tie. But then the Gemara says one, the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah says, but one is not enough. If you have a Reiv of Echod, if the 11 say Pater, and 10 say Chayiv, so a Reiv of Echod is enough to Pater the person for Minish Misa. But in order to give him the death penalty, you have to have at least a Reiv of Shnayim. So you need 22 Dayan. So you'll have 12 will say Chayiv, and 11 will say, and 10 will say Pater, you have a Reiv of Shnayim. But because a Bezin Shokel, that's how I have a Bezin of 23. Never heard anybody say that the Sanhedrin is enough a Bezin of 22. Everybody agrees. We spoke last Sunday night. We spoke there is an opinion in the days of the Tanaim that a Sanhedrin is 30. Okay, that was an unusual sheet. But no one ever said the Sanhedrin for Dinei Nefoshes is 22. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yoshi agrees with the Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Moshe Rabbi Yosef Glili, and with Rabbi Yonasan, he agrees there is a din of Bezin Noita. You need an odd number of Dayanim. But that's how we established the number 23 for Sanhedrin. Everybody agrees to that. But that's only a Din in Nefashis. It's only a Din in Nefashis. You have to have like that. But in Dini Mamanis, if it would have said twice, Elohim, Elohim, we would have said a Bezdom Shnaim would be good enough. I would have done if going to have a split vote. So you'll add on another two Dayanim until you make a Hachro.
The Gemara on Zion and Beis says, has the phrase, Asar Shiosh Vin Medin, Kolor Tali Bitzawar Kulan. That seems to imply that Lechatchila we can have a Beis Din Shakol.
Right, there are a lot of kashas from a lot of Gemaras. That's one of the Gemaras, right? So the Achronim ask a lot of kashas. So the disciple has a say about this. He quotes different suggestions and he shoots them all down. So I think he comes to the conclusion. He thinks that this pasuk Ein Beis Din Shakol is only a din when you're establishing, when the halacha is establishing what's the minimum number of dayanim. So then it's a rule Ein Beis Din Shakol. In darshaning, it's a rule in Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Ben. When you're darshaning from psukim, what's the minimum number of dayanim you need? They say you have to have a bezin noita. But lemaisa, let's say you have a case of din in the fash, you need a minimum of 23 dayanim. You want to have 50 dayanim. So he said that would be fine to have 100 dayanim. That would be fine. It's not a bezin noita. Bezin noita is only a din in establishing what's the minimum number of dayanim that the halacha requires. But lemaisa, when you're putting together the bezin, you can have 10. And dinitor, you can have 10. If you'll have a split vote, so you'll have to be yosifa dayanim. We'll add another two and see what they say. If it'll be back to a split vote, we'll add another two. You'll be mosif and shnayim. That's what he thinks the answer is. Okay. He quotes different suggestions and he shoots them all down. He thinks that that's the only answer that makes any sense. Fine. So they're both Tanoim, Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonah, they both say need a bezin of shloisha for gzeilus v'chavolas. They just argue, in dini mamonis, is there a din of bezin noita? So all you need are the two psukim twice elohim. The third one we know based on ein bezin shokol. Or do you say no? That the din of bezin noita is only applicable to dini nefoshes and doesn't apply to dini mamonis? And Rabbi Yeshia says, it says three times Elohim. So that's why I need a bezin of three. Sure. Why should Rabbi Yehuda think that it's only a din of bezin agodol? So we explained last week, we were speaking about it, that the Raman quotes from Tosefta's that are quoted in the Gemara later, that the bezin ha-agodol met on Shabbos and Yantav also, even though there's a din ain't donim, the Shabbos and Yantav, Gzev Hashem Yichtov, and the bezin ha-agodol had longer hours than any other bezin. Every bezin met in the morning and then they met for a few hours and that was it. Like the courts in New York City, they don't sit so long in the day. And the bezin ha-agodol sat much longer. Why? Because the bezin ha-agodol was the main role of the bezin ha-agodol, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, the main role of the bezin ha-agodol. They're supposed to transmit the masorah of the Torah Shebaal Peh from generation to generation. They're the Iker Torah Shebaal Peh. So it's supposed to be the international koilol of Klal Yisroel. So a koilol is not really a bezin. We call it bezin agadol, but it's really a koilol. So there's nothing wrong if it's an even number of people. Adarabba, you have a koilol, usually you have an even number of people. Everybody learns Becharusa with one person. So there's nothing wrong. That's why Rabbi Yehuda thinks that bezin agadol is the exception to the rule.
Don't they don an Avi
Shekhar? Yeah, every so often they have to be done on a case of Dina Nefasha. Yeah. But since the basic role of the bezin ha-agodol is not so much, how often did a Navi HaShekhar come up in the history of the world? There weren't so many in the Navi HaShekhar that they're going to give Misa to. It's done the Kohen Gadol in Itcha Ayin Aleph, yes. It's rare that they ever had to have a din, that they had to judge anything. The main role of the bezin ha-agodol is just to sit and learn and talk and learning. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that's the only exception to the rule. Rabbi Yoshi Adifim with the Rabbi Yehuda. He goes further than Rabbi Yehuda. Dealer Rabbi Yehuda only Sanhedrin Dalhu Delaislai. Or Bishabe Dina Islai. Rabbi Yoshi holds it's only in Dina Nefashis. You need this halacha that you need 23 instead of 22. And it doesn't apply anywhere else. What would Rabbi Yoshi say? How do you do Smicha Zikainim? How would you do Arifa Segla? Maybe he would say two or four. Maybe if he doesn't believe in Ein Bezin Shokol. If it doesn't bother him, Ein Bezin Shok. Okay, maybe he's going to disagree over there also. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, the Elohad is non. What do you do with the following Mishnah? If you have a split vote in the business, you go basaroy, a pasuk in Mishpat, macharam lahata. So it says, Elohad is non. The Mishnah later says, Shnayim amim zaka becharam chayiv. The din is zaka. Shnayim amim chayiv becharam zakai chayiv. It says, you go basaroy. Should I say name of the Lord, Rabbi Yoshia? That pasuk, lintus acharam lahatois. That pasuk, the basic pshuta shal mikra. The pasuk tells me you go basarayv. Then there's an additional There's additional level of interpretation in the pasuk that it also implies you should have, when you constitute a bezin, when you establish what's the minimum number of dayarim that you need for a bezin, you should establish based on a bezin noita. So that additional din doesn't apply to dinim, only applies to dinim and fashions. So Rabbi Yoshia says that that pasuk in Mishpatim, chapter Chav Gimel, only talks about dinim and fashions. How does he know that you go basar roiv in dinim amenis? If the pasuk only goes on the fashion, it doesn't go on amenis. So that's the Gemara's question. Name, or should I say that that Mishnah, when you have a split vote in a bezin of shloisha by amenis, 2-1, so the two win, name of the lurker Rabbi Yoshia, should I say it's against Rabbi Yoshia? According to Rabbi Yonah, it's good. Rabbi Yonah says that pasuk lintes acharam lahatus goes both on mominus and on nefashis. Every bezin you go basarayv, and every bezin has to have the ability to have a split vote and to have to break the tie. That's why you need an odd number of dayanim. But if you are like Rabbi Yeshia, that pasuk lintes acharam lahatus only refers to din and nefashis, how does he know you go basarayv and din and mominus? The Gemara answers on the first white line on Gimel Amud Aleph. You can even say that the Mishnah later on the Av Chav Tes follows the opinion of Yoshi. If the Torah says that you give the death penalty, if you have 13, you have a split vote. 13 Dayanim say that it's Chayv Misa, and 10 Dayanim say that it's Potter. The Hitzilu Eidah. The Hitzilu Eidah means that it has to have the possibility of having 10 Dayanim say Potter. Hitzilu means they acquit him. And Eidah means 10. Mishavto Eda means that you have to have the possibility of having 10 Dayanim say that it's Chayv Misa. Then you have to have a Raib, so you need 13 to say Chayv Misa and 10 say Potter. So if you give Misa based on a split vote, 13 to 10, so certainly you would make a person pay Mamin if you have a split vote and it's 2-1. Madin in the Farsha Dachamiri, you're dealing with a person's life. Rachmana Torah tells us, Silbasuruba Sedini Mamin is like Holshkin. You certainly can be Moitzi Mamin based on a Raib. That's the Kavachayman. So Tosfos has over here a famous kasha. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel, whether Hochem Mamon Acher Harov, or Ein Hochem Mamon Acher Harov. Can you use a rov to be Motzi Mamon from a Muchzog? Let's say if there's an Aveda in the middle of the street and no one is holding on to it, no one is a Muchzog, so then of course you go bas a rov to determine whom you give it back to. But if someone is holding on to Mamon, he's a Muchzog on the Mamon, and then you have a rov that establishes that he's really mechuyev to pay. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. You might see mamon based on a roiv or not. We pasken ain hol a mamon after a roiv cannot be mochi mamon from a muchzok based on a roiv. So Tosi has the kasha, but the din is that you give the death penalty based on a roiv. Not only our Gemara is talking about a roiv, a split vote in the bezin, but Tosi is going to prove from the Gemara the kamondav samach tesam and aleph. Da beresh perg ben sar mar mash mit de bchol duch das linon bas der rube bedienen de fashes. Das is says the dinners that you go bas arrive to administer misa, not only a split vote in the dayanim, you go bas arrive to ascertain what the facts are. Kigon, what are the examples on that samach tes? Rob nashim the teisha yoldan. In the days of the Gemara, somehow they made an assumption that there are two types of pregnancies by human beings, that either a 7-month pregnancy or a 9-month pregnancy. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rishonim and say, we don't know what in the world they're talking about. The doctors in the days of the Rishonim, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, say there's no such thing as a 7-month pregnancy. There's a 9-month pregnancy. So the Gemara talks about a baby is born in the 8th month of the pregnancy. Is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy, or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy? If it's a premature baby, you can tell whether the nails are growing, whether there's hair or not. Does it look like a premature baby? Or does it look like a post-mature baby? Post-mature baby, sometimes the baby sits inside the mother's body for 10 months. It comes out, it's fatter, and it sits up earlier, and it has a lot of hair, and it focuses, it can see better, quicker. Everything is advanced. Everything happens earlier. That's the post-mature baby. Premature babies are usually schwach because they're not fully developed yet. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, a whole sugya about an 8-month at Ben Ches. Is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy, or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy? In one case it'll be a Dina Kenefo, in the other case it won't be Dina Kenefo. So the Shulchan Aruch says we don't know what this means. They don't understand. But I'll call upon them, that's where the Gemara had a tradition. So what does the Gemara say? You go basar roiv to give the death penalty based on the assumption that roiv nashim l'teisha yoldan. Most of the pregnancies are a 9-month pregnancy. Where do you give the death penalty based on the assumption? What anybody see the Gemara? What does the Gemara say? You give the death penalty based on the assumption that most women give birth a 9-month pregnancy. What's the Gemara talking about? So the Gemara explains. If you look down Samach Tes, it's the first Amud Aleph in Perek Ben Soremor. So it says how does it say Ben Sorer Mare, and then Hashemel. Yesterday said Bekola Bekolim Ma Yisrael and so on. So it says Kiel Ish Ben Sorer Mare Ben Veloy Av. Let's say the father is 95 years old. My father died when he was 94 years old. So I was, how old was I? I don't know, in my 60s. So let's say I steal from my father, and I go and I eat, my father's 94 years old. I steal money from my father, who's 94. And then I go eat with a whole bunch of gangsters. I eat the steaks, and I have this Italian wine, Yain Ho Italki. And it looks like everybody, my father warned me, don't steal and don't eat with a bunch of gangsters, and I didn't listen. So they're going to give me the death penalty. I'm a Ben Sora Mara. So the Gemara says, the Bain Velo Av. If I'm already a father myself, so there's no din of a Ben Sora Mara. So only if I'm already a father. What if I'm already in my 60s? I never got married. So the Gemara says, Bain, not only Bain Velo Av, we say, in din and the fashas, we have a pasuk, we hit Silo Hoedo. So the Yitzilu means that you bend over backwards and darshaning the psukim. You bend over backwards and judging the person. Let's take a look at the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amar Aleph. Mishnah starts the fourth perik. Echad din imamis v'echad din in the fashas b'divishu achigah v'shenema mishpetecha yolahem. We had that on Beis Amar Beis. So the Gemara says that pasuk mishpetecha yolahem Tosis on Beis Amar Beis pointed out. The pasuk says, "Makabei Mishal Meinem Akiyodim Yomus Mitachi Yelachem." He had the parsha say more. By the Megadeth, we explained Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know is the aver of the Megadeth a joke because the Ribbono Shel Olam sits and he lifts and Hevel Yosheb B'Shemayim Yischak Hashem Yelag Lomo. So you don't punish him at all, or do you say no? This is a terrible crime. It's going to destroy civilization. You have to put him to death. So the pasuk says there, "Makabei Mishal Meinem." If you do a little averus, so you get a little einish. Mako Adam Yomus. And the avera of the Megadeth is a very, very serious avera, and it gets skela. It gets the worst kind of punishment that is possible to imagine. Skela is the worst of the Arba Mises Bezen. So the first pasuk says, Makbe Mishal Men is Mominus. Makbe Yomas is Misa. Then it says, Mishpatech Yolachem. Mominus and Nefashis have the same din. With respect to what, do they have the same din? So the Mishnah says, they both need Rishon V'Chakira. Even though the seven psukim we add together, there are three parshas in the Chumash where it says v'darashta v'chakarta. So we add together, like we add together malocha malocha malachta malachas. You add it together to add up to the sum total of lamatas of malachas, according to one tana. Or you add together lehim 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 to add it up together to require besna three. So here you add up v'darashta v'chakarta every time it says it. So it says it seven times. So you add it up together, you need seven drishas v'chakiris. But all of the psukim only said by nefashas. It never says by Mominus. So this Mishnah says, just like the business is not allowed to be Mekabalatis by Nefashis without asking all of these questions, the Zman and the Mokum is really irrelevant to the case. What's the difference? Which Shabbos he was Machal Shabbos, or what country he was in? If he's Machal Shabbos, he's Chayv Misa. What's the difference? So nonetheless, Torah says, Darashta V'chakarta. You have to ask the seven questions regarding the Zman and Mokum. So too in Mominus also you have to ask. So one might have been misled to believe, based on the pasuk Mishpatecha Yolachem, that there are no differences whatsoever between Mominus and Nefashis. So the Mishnah says, no, Mabein Mominus, Mabein Dina Mominus L'Dina Nefashis. What are the differences? The Mishnah asks, Asara Chilukim, Shebein Mominus L'Nefashis. What are the Asara Chilukim? So one chiluk is that Mominus is sufficient at Bezn of 3, and Nefashis requires a Bezn of 23. That's the first Mishnah had that. Then you have another 9 Chilukim. Dini Mammon is poschen bein l'schus bein l'choiva. Dini Nefash is poschen l'schus. What does it mean, poschen l'schus? Bein poschen l'choiva. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to discuss exactly what it means. Okay. What are other differences? Well, we'll get there. We'll see. Dini Mammon is matma pi echot. Bein l'schus bein l'choiva. Let's say you have a split vote. Let's say you had a bezna of 23. In the case of Dini Mammon is involving a lot of money, and they wanted to have davka 23 dayanim. So if you have a split vote, it'll be 12 to 11 to make the guy pay the $50 billion, then a split vote of 12 to 11. But if you have 12 to 11, din in the fashis, matan al peyachal eschus, vapi shnaim l'chavit, to make him chayv misa, you need a rav of shnaim. Din imaminis, let's say the Bezin gave up psak, and then they realized they made a mistake. A year later, they'll reverse the whole case. Sometimes. It depends what the nature of the mistake. That's the most complicated sugya in the Mesichta. One of the most complicated sugyas in Shas is the sugya of Tov Shikol Adas. When the Bezin made a mistake, when do they have the right to reverse the psak? When do they say the psak remains? And sometimes we say they have to pay from their pocket. Sometimes they don't have to pay. So that's the famous sugya of Shikol Adas, Tov Shikol Adas. So there's another difference. Din imamnas machzir ben l'schus ben l'chayva. They realize they made a mistake, they reversed the psak. Din nefash machzirim l'schus v'ayim machzirim l'chayva. If they acquitted the fellow and he went home, and then they realized they made a mistake, he's really chayim misa, so that's called double jeopardy in American law. You can't call the guy back in. The only thing is that double jeopardy only applies to din nefash, and American law applies even to din imamnas, so that's against the halacha. And then number two, double jeopardy, all these nine chilukim are based on the pasuk, the hitzila hu'ed, that the bezin should bend over backwards to try to acquit the person. So these nine dinim of hatzala, the hitzila hu'ed, the Minchas Chinuch points out, only applies by bezin shel Yisrael. By b'nei nefesh, there is no such din. So it's a double error in the American law, that you have double jeopardy by b'nei noyach, and you have double jeopardy by dinim mamonis. The halacha only applies it to dinim nefashis, and only applies to b'nei Yisrael. Doesn't apply to the Bnei Noach. Then you have dinim amnes hakom lamdim schus v'chayva. Let's say one of the time you have a bezna of three dayanim, and some of the talmidim want to stick in their 2 cents. They want to offer an opinion, so you listen to them. Dinim nefashis hakom lamdim schus v'ein hakom lamdim chayva. One of the talmidim say, "I have an explanation why the guy deserves a death penalty, so you don't let him speak. You only allow him to speak if he wants to say l'schus." Dinim amnes amlamet chayva malamet zechus. What if he changes his mind? I say, originally I gave a whole explanation why he's chayv mamon. Then I want to change my mind. Why he's potter? First I said he's potter. I want to change my mind. Change your mind, then you give. When you come to the final vote, you tell us what your final conclusion is. However, indeed in the fashis, if the fellow originally argued why the nidon should be potter from Isa, then later on he changes his mind. So we wouldn't count his vote at the end. A special din behitzila hu'edim. So you have nine chilukim. You have 10 asari chilukim shebei mominus l'nefashis. One of them is a pasuk that you need. They're all based on psukim. One of them is that he needed bezna of 23, they needed bezna of 3. The other nine are based on behitzila hu'edim. That's where the Tosis points out. The top Tosis says, afagaf d'shovim b'drishim v'chakira minichzim mishpatech yolachem. How do you have the nine differences between Mominus and the first, what happened to the pasuk of Mishpatech Yolachem? The answer is no. Linya mili de tola b'schus v'chayva ein lahashvoisa. You can't carry over all the nine chilukim. You can't say all the nine dinim of Hatzola should carry over to dinim Mominus to loshach b'dinim Mominus. But dinim the first is a malchus. You're only judging one person. Is he chay malchus amisa? You're not chay malchus amisa. You say let's bend over backwards v'hitzila hu'ed. Dinim Mominus, you're dealing with Reuven and Shimon. So you're going to be bend over backwards to be kind to Reuven, you're cheating Shimon. You're going to bend over backwards on behalf of Shimon, you're cheating Reuven. So in Dinim Mominus, you just leave the din the way it is. You don't have all the dinim of bending over backwards. Itzila Hu'ed only makes sense in Dinim Nefashim. We're judging one person. There's only one need on, so Itzila Hu'ed. So the one difference is that Nefashis needs 20, that's not based on the Itzila, that's based on Psukim. You need 23 dayanim and mominus, you need 3. And the other 9 chilukim are all based on the hitzilu. So the hatzola, the hitzilu eda doesn't apply to dinim mominus, because whatever will be the toivosa shel baldin ze will be the chayvosa of the other baldin. The Gemara says later, let's say shor haniskal. The opening Mishnah, based on Aleph, says shor haniskal, to give skila by the shor shahargas adam, requires a bezna of 23. But the 9... that's the only din that it has. Bezna 20. But the other dinim, malamet zchus, ena chayz, malamet chayv, and so on. Those dinim, there's no hitzil ho'eda by behemoth. Hitzil ho'eda is only by a person, not by behemoth. So the other 9 dinim, the Gemara says, don't apply. Or by a mesis. A shayla about mediach, whether mediach is the same as mesis, it could be a machloikas. So Mason's the Gemara says, since it says Lasachma Lalav, Lasachasa Alav, it means it don't say Behitzilahid, you don't bend over backwards. So by the Mesis, it's like the basis like Hashar Niskal. You need a Bezna of 23, but the other nine Chilukidinim don't apply, because there's no Dinah Behitzilahuedim. And Hashar Niskal is also like that, yeah. So that's one Dinah of Behitzilahueda. Behitzilahueda in Hanhagas HaBezn, the nine Chilukim between Mamas and Nefashis are all based on Behitzilahueda. Let's say Malkus, the Gemara says. Malkus is a machlokes hatanaim in the first Mishnah, whether it's sufficient with a bezna of three or you need a bezna of 23. Halacha lemaisa, we pass a bezna of three is sufficient. You don't need a Sanhedrin of 23. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Malkin bezmanas ebachal makim sheisham shloshes smuchim. Even though today the Gemara said 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Churban Sheni Mischar around the year 70. So 40 years before the Sanhedrin Gdola went itself imposed exile, and from that time on. You can't be done din in the Nefashis anywhere, even though you don't need a Bezna Vayin Allah for all din in the Nefashis, but it's one big court system. All the Sanhedros, every Sanhedrin Tana is linked in with the Sanhedrin Gdola. So if there's no longer a Sanhedrin Gdola, because the full status of Sanhedrin Gdola is Malamish Amokim Gorim, it says, Bekam Tavi Alisa Alamokim, Yipalim Imchadov Alamishma, Midam Ledam, Midnidin Din, Menegna Neg, Divir Riz Besherecha, Bekam Tavi Alisa Alamokim, Malamish Amokim Gorim. The din of Zokam Mamre, that is Chai Misa, is only if he passes against the Bezna Gorl, he met them in the Lishkas Hagozes. If they were all attending a bar mitzvah, a chasana, and Beis Pagi means someplace Bichutzli Rishalayim, Mitzana Beis Pagi Behimra Aleim, then he's not Chayim Misa. So the full status of Bez Nagol is only when the Yoshvin Bim Kaimam in the Lishkas Hagozes. So when, after the last 40 years of the Vaisheni period, there was no full status of Bez Nagol, so there's no Sanhedrin Ktana either, so he can't be done in the Vashas anywhere. But Malkus, he can be done. We Paskin Malkus does need a Sanhedrin of Aynal, of Chav Gimel. Malkus is Bishlosha. So it can be done Malkus. And the Rambam has a further Chiddush, Bizmanazeh, even though there's another din. There's one din, a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, Sanhedrin Ktano, has to be linked in with the Sanhedrin Gdol. It's one big system, one big court system. So when the Sanhedrin Gdol, there's no longer meeting Bim Kaimam, there's no longer Belishka Sagozes, Malam Mishamok and Goring, so the Sanhedrin Ktano can't function anywhere in the world. That's one din. But then there's another din, the Gemara learns out from another pasuk, you need a kohen oved. You can only administer din in the fashas, there's man there kohanim who are makar karbonis and the Beis HaMikdash. But no kohanim makar karbonis and the Beis HaMikdash, there's no din of din in the fashas. So the Rav Rishonim, who hold that even though Malkus doesn't require a Sanhedrin of 23, so you can't say that 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, the whole system of Sanhedrin collapsed, so there was no Malkus. No. The last 40 years of the Baisheni, there were no din in the Foshes, but there was Malkus. So what about after the Churban HaBayis? Do you still have Malkus? So the Smag, quoted by the Mishnah Melech, Smag is of the opinion that that din that you need a Kohen Oved, you can't administer din in the Foshes. Because Manch, Ensham, Kohen Oved, and the Beis HaMikdash applies even to Malkus. Because the Gemara says, Malkus, B'moka Misa Meres. The Gemara says, all the din of Misa carry over to Malkus. All Asarech Hilukim. The nine... The Mishnah Lamed Beis listed off that there are 10 differences between Mominus and Nefashis. So the first difference is that Mominus is a Bezna of 3, and Nefashis needs a Bezna of 23, so we paskin that Malkus is enough at Bezna of 3. You don't need 23. So Bezna of 3 smuchim you can have in the last 40 years of the Bais, Sheni. Even though there's no Sanhedrin Gdol, there's no Sanhedrin Ktano, but a Bezna of 3 you can have. But after the Churban HaBayis, so the Smag is all the opinion that you don't have a Kohen Oved, so you can't administer... You can't administer any din in the Foshas. Couldn't administer din in the Foshas the last 40 years either because you didn't have Bezni Yosh Ben Mekaimam. But it's not Afkamina for Malkus. Even though Malkus, he could administer in the last 40 years. But after the Churban HaBayis, he can't administer Malkus. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes the Feirish when he quotes all the dinim of Malkus in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Malkum is banas ebuchal mokum shiyesh shlam shlosha smuchim. They're no smuchim. The Rambam knows they're no smuchim in the whole wide world. The Smicha institution conked out a long, long time before the days of the Rambam. In the days of the Amoraim already. In Bavel, there's no Smicha. And in Eretz Yisrael, the Goyish governments kept on making zeres against the Rabbanim, so they didn't allow them to give Smicha. So the Smicha conked out. There's no more Smicha. But in principle, the Rambam writes, Malkim Mucham Mokim is Manasseh Bucham Mokim Sheishlam Shloshes Smuchim. The Mishlam Melech in his Sefer, Derech Mitzvah Zecha, points it out that the Smag disagrees with the Rambam. So the Gemara says later, the first chilek, 23 verses 3, doesn't apply to Malkus, because Malkus be paskin is sufficient when there's no 3. But the 9 chilukim do apply to Malkus, because the 9 chilukim are based on the Hitzilah Hu'edah. So the Hitzilah Hu'edah applies to Malkus just like it applies to Misa. So you have Shara Niskal and Mesis, they need 23, but the other 9 dinim don't apply. And Malkus, the Bezdin of 3 is good enough, but the 9 dinim do apply. Malkus is the opposite from Shara Niskal and Mesis.
After the Mesis went to Galus, did they still do Makim Be'onshin Shalom
Adin? Yeah, we pass an even Mizman Hazem, Makim Be'onshin Shalom Adin. In Mizman, nobody had, there's no Bezna Gorolin, there's no Smuchim at all, but still, the Shulchan Aruch, Chayish Mishpat, I think Simon Beis, the very beginning of Chayish Mishpat, they quote that din. Where's that din? Makam Yanchen Shalai Men Adin. That's in the Gemara somewhere. Mem Vav. Here it is. Mem Vav Amid Aleph, the last 10 lines before the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes Tanya. There happens to be, that's in Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus. Rashi writes, why is it called Megillas Tainus? Was written in the days of the Tanoim. It's called Megillas Tainus because it was a Megillah Bixah before the Mishnais were written down. Rashi writes in the first parak of Masechah Shabbos, when the Mishnais was still recited orally, till the days of Ravina Rav Asher, they used to recite all the Mishnais orally, but Megillas Tainus was Bixah. Megillas Tainus is a collection of Brises Tats when this and Nisan Sivan goes in order of the months of the year and lists off all the Yamim Tevun that were instituted by the Chachamim during the period of the Bais Sheni. When you're not allowed to fast, that's why Megillas Tainus. Ilan Yomai, these are Yamim Tevim that you're not allowed to fast, and some of them you're not allowed to deliver a hesped and so on. So this is a very old din in the Brisa. The Bez Makam Yanshin Shaloi Men Adin. Bez Na has the right to administer Misa or Malkus Shaloi Kedin, and they give examples. A fellow rode a horse on Shabbos. It's a Gzeira Mid the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to ride horseback on Shabbos. They gave a guy Skila. Maisebech Sherochab Alasuz B'Shabbos B'Mein Avonim. That's when they first made the Gzeira the Rabbanon. And this wise guy said he's not going to listen. He violated the din. So they put him to death. It's Keneged Adin. Not like you don't give din in the fashas for violating exer the rabban, but they felt if they're going to let this guy get away with it, everyone's going to violate exer and exer won't have any kiyum. Then they said another occasion. This sounds like New York City. Another occasion, a man was married and he had marital relations with his wife in public, tachas hatein, in public in front of everybody, like in New York. They do everything in public. So they brought him to Bez and they gave him Malkus. Al Pidin, he doesn't deserve Malkus. He didn't violate any law in the Chumash. It's not Derech Eretz, but he didn't violate anything. Ashot Tzvich Lekach, doesn't have the right to administer Malkus al Misa Shaloi Kedin. So that's quoted in the Chosh Mishpat. Where does it say? Chosh Mishpat Simen Beis. It says Chosh Mishpat Simen Beis. It even applies Bizman Hazeh. There's a Meiri there who says not. So he says that din, Bez Makman Shalom and Adin, only applies if you have a Bez Nagorum. But we don't follow that Meiri. Meiri has a lot of things that we don't accept. Shulchan Aruch says it even applies Bizman Hazeh. It even applies to says the Zayin Tuvi Ho'ir. Traditionally, they used to have 7 members of the board, like in Broyers, they have a board of Israel, they have 7 members of the board. So they can give Misa. They can give you Misa. They can give Misa to their members of their shul. If they think Hashot Tzvich Lekach says Zayin Tuvi Ho'ir, have a right to administer Misa or Malkus if they think that Hashot Tzvich Lekach. Yeah. So that's based. Well, that's based on a pasuk. I think in the Megillas Tainus they quote here. It just says Shamati. I have a tradition. Shebez Makman Shel Shalom Min Adin. Yeah. I think in the Megillas Tainus they quote a pasuk that says of Yatarami Gedecha, something like that. Where is that? I think it's the Gemara later quotes the pasuk. Where is a treifa? Eidei treifa. Where is that? Ayin Ches. Forgot already. I think the Megillas Tainus quotes a pasuk. Yeah.
Excuse me. the Rambam also paskins that Makos b'miso omeda, Makos b'miso omeda.
Right.
So he paskins that the halacha is we could in theory give Makos b'zman hazeh, even though the Beis HaNagod was not in Lishkas HaGazis. Why is it called the halacha? What's not k'mina? If not for the smar.
Let me explain what he's saying. The Mishnah has a machlekes hatana where the Malkus requires a bezna of chav gimel. So one Tana thinks that Malkus is b'chav gimel. Malkus b'shloisha mishum Rabbi Shmuel lama be'esa mishloisha. So Gemara explains what's the reason for Rabbi Shmuel. Gemara says he thinks that Malkus b'makam misa emet. Just like misa needs 23, Malkus also needs 23. So the we paska Malkus b'shloisha. So the Pashto says that we don't accept that idea, Malkus b'makam misa emetis. So the Rambam says not so. Rambam said despite the fact that Malkus is b'makam misa emetis, but it's enough for the bezna of three. So what's the significance of making the state Malkus b'makam misa emetis? So Gemara says nafkamina is for the other nine chilukim. That we say the hitzila hu'edo is what we base all of the nine chilukim into imamas and the first based on the hitzila hu'edo. That's why they don't apply to shorah niskal. And they don't apply to the maces, but they do apply to Malkus, despite the fact that Malkus is only b'shloisha. These hanhogas, these nine hanhogas, are a din how the Sanhedrin is supposed to act. It's a din of the Hitzil Hoedo. When you're dealing with one person, whether he's chayiv a punishment or not, Malkus Amisa, if you're dealing with two people, so you have no right to bend over backwards in favor of one over the other. If you're dealing with one person, whether we should punish him, so we'd say the Hitzil Hoedo. So this one din vehitzila hu'eda, this Mishnah, lamed beis amar aleph, each one of the nine chilukim is based on another pasuk, but the sum total of everything is based on vehitzila hu'eda, we bend over backwards. Then the Gemara has on samachtes amar aleph another word vehitzila hu'eda. The midrash atern edreshes behem. How do you establish what the dinim are? So we bend over backwards in darshaning the psukim. For example, so the pasuk says, ki'iliyish, Bein Sarera Mare. The father has a son who is miserable. So the Gemara Darshan, Bein Veloyav. My father was 94, and I was in my 60s at that time when my father died. So if I would steal money from my father, I wouldn't have the din of Bein Sarera Mare, because I was already a father. My father was a grandfather already. I was already a grandfather, sure. I was a grandfather. So then the Gemara says, not only do you say, Bein Veloyav, if the son actually is a father, what if he's old enough? He could have been a father. Let's say, cotton is in a molid. The Gemara assumes that's on Samach Tesimanal. A cotton is not royal holid. So let's say the day of my bar mitzvah, I could have theoretically gotten married, and 9 months later, my wife could have had a baby. So from the age of 9 months after bar mitzvah, there's already no din of ben sora mora, because bein velo haroy lekrosoav. We bend over backwards. And not only that, we say, if I would have gotten married the day of my bar mitzvah, and I would have made my wife pregnant the day of my bar mitzvah, so a 9-month pregnancy, this is 7-month pregnancy, a 9-month pregnancy, a normal is 9-month pregnancy, so it would have been hukar ubra, would have been noticeable that she's pregnant after 3 months, after shlish, 1/3 of the pregnancy is hukar ubra. So not only is there no din of ben sora mora after 9 months after bar mitzvah, 3 months after bar mitzvah, there's already no din of ben sora mora, because bein velo haroy lekroso av, he's a roy lekroso av 3 months after his bar mitzvah. Theoretically, he couldn't get married the day of his bar mitzvah, and he could have made the wife pregnant. She would have been hukar rubra after 3 months. So the Gemara says, so why don't you say, if he would have married a girl who would have had a 7-month pregnancy, so it would have been hukar rubra after 1/3 of the pregnancy. So how much is 1/3 of 7 months? So it's going to be 2 months and 10 days. How much is 1/3? Instead of 3 months, it would be 2 months and 10 days. So why do you say that he can become a ben sora mora up until 3 months after bar mitzvah? I should say there's theoretical possibility he could have made his wife pregnant, and the wife, he could have married a girl who would have had a 7-month pregnancy instead of a 9-month pregnancy. So that the Gemara has a medical suffix. And we say if the girl has a pregnancy, a 9-month pregnancy, it'll be called hukar rubra after 3 months. The vart is 3 months, or the vart is 1/3 of the pregnancy. What if it'll be a 7-month pregnancy? Will it be hukar rubra after 3 months, or will it be hukar rubra after 1/3 of the 7 months. If one should assume that it's 1/3 of the 7 months, then why shouldn't we say Bein v'loy av, bein v'lo haroy l'kroso av, theoretically? And theoretically, he could have married a girl who's going to have a 7 month pregnancy, and it would have been hukarubra earlier than 3 months. So you should acquit him. You should say the last couple days of the third month, he shouldn't be able to become a ben sora mar, because theoretically he could have married a girl, he's not thinking about getting married. But you're darshaning the psukim, you're bending over backwards to darshan the psukim. Normally, you darshan psukim, the chachamim darshan psukim, the way they think it makes sense. And let's say there's a ramor in Yerudea. There's a simon in Yerudea about the kvot talmid chachamim, then there's a simon about kibbut aviyim, it's over there. Simon resh mem is kibbut aviyim. Near there is about simon about standing up for talmid chachamim, they say v'tokum, adar to p'nei zokin. Then it has a whole simon about mitzvahs talmid Torah. Then it has a simon about hayroah sisa v'heta. How to paskin shaylas. How you're allowed to paskin, what you're not allowed to paskin, and so on. Chacham shos and chaber yishol lahatir, and all the details. So the Ramah writes over there that if there's a delicate shayla in Issa Koris, let's say, so Talmud Chacham, who's a Gil Aro, is entitled to an opinion, has a right to pass, and even if he doesn't have Raya's Bruris from the Gemara, if he has a slight in Tias Adas, he thinks that the din is like this, even Lahokel. If he has a slight in Tias Adas, that's enough. So that's what the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, V'hitzilo Ha'edo, when you're darshaning Psukim and Din and Nefashis. If you have a slight natias hadas that you think is chayv misa, based on the darshas absolutely, that's not enough. When it comes to din of the fashas, to say that he is chayv misa, you have to really be convinced with a stronger argument. Slight natias hadas is not enough. Ritzilu Eder tells us we bend over backwards in the hanhogas habezn. Those are the 9 chilukim, aside from the first one. The first one is not v'hitzilu. First one applies to Shah and Iskal, and it doesn't apply to Malkus, even though we apply the Hitzilu Eder to Malkus. Hitzilu Eder doesn't apply to Shah and Iskal, he's in E23. But the 9 Chilukim are all based on the Hitzilu. So one aspect of the Hitzilu Eder is about the Anhogas HaBezin, the 9 Chilukim, the Bezin should be Noigas certainly. Another Vort of the Hitzilu Eder is in Darshan and Psukim. You have to have a strong argument to say that the guy's Chai Misa. Slight and Tias Adas is not enough. So the Gemara has the shayla here. When you're darshaning the pasuk, bein v'loy av, bein v'lo haroy l'kros av, that's already a stretch. Bein v'loy av is not bad. If I'm 65, my father's 94, so I don't get the death penalty. I was already a grandfather on my own, so I don't have a din of ben soramar. Okay, then you say bein v'lo haroy l'kros av. He's ready 9 months later, 9 months after the bar mitzvah. Then it's only 3 months after the bar mitzvah. This is already a stretch. So indeed in the Fashis, you stretch, even though the Pashtis is not so. But we don't have a strong Hechrich not so. So we say, V'itzil hu'edi yudashna psukim l'hokam. But then the Shaila is, should you go basa roi v'anat? You can darshan the Pasuk 3 months after Bar Mitzvah. Why? Because rov women have a 9-month pregnancy, but a miyot of the women have a 7-month pregnancy. And the Gemara is assuming in the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bam, you always darshan the psukim based on the roiv, unless you have a reason not to. Like the Ramban writes in the beginning, there's a Ramban on the Machamas on the bottom of the riff in the beginning of Brachas. So it says you should recite Kriyashma b'shoch b'cha u'v'kumecha. So why does it say b'shoch b'cha when you were going to sleep, u'v'kumecha? So the Ramban explains, normally you darshan psukim based on the roiv. So you should have said, you should recite Kriyashma when Roy Bnei Adam are waking up and Roy Bnei Adam are going to sleep. But the Mishnah says you don't go basa Roy Bnei Adam. Mishnah says, we paskin, the Machleg Satanan, we paskin, you can recite Kriyashma Shal Shachris up until now, around 9:15 or so. Why 9:15 in the morning? Because Shekein Darach Bnei Melochim Lamod, the Gimel Shoaz Bayom. What percentage of the world population are the Bnei Melochim that they wake up at 9:15 in the morning? Less than 1% of the world population have Bnei Melochim. Normal people work for a living. You have to wake up early. You don't wake up Gimel Shoaz Bayom, 3 hours into the 3 hours after sunrise. You wake up much earlier than that. So the Ramban says, because it says B'shoch B'cha, it goes Basa the Miut Bnei Adam. When the Miut, the earliest time and the latest time to say Kriyashma both in the morning and the night, is Basa Miut Bnei Adam. unlike normally that you go basa right bnei adam here because of the chaf sofis that b'shach b'cha v'kum echa, doesn't say b'shach b'chem v'kum echem. Says it in the singular. So the mashmaya says you go basa miut bnei adam over here, but normally a darshim psukim based on roiv. So the shaila is here. The gemara has a machlekes a diyun on samachtasam and alav. We have one rule. Then did in the farshas we always bend over backwards lahakal, even though it's not so mistabi, even though. I'll be pashtus, we would have said, the guy's chayv misa, we bend over backwards to dash and the psukim in such a way, he should be potter from misa. But we have another rule that contradicts it here, that we always go bas arayv and dashening and establishing the halachas. Arayv women have a 9-month pregnancy, miud women have a 7-month pregnancy. So how should I establish the din here? Should I say that ben sora mora is only up until 2 months and 10 days? What do you say? No, the Bensar Mara is up until 3-4 months because Roiv women have a 9-month pregnancy. So that's what the Gemara says, despite the fact that it says, V'hitziluha Eido. The Gemara says, Ubedin in the Fashas, if you take a look on Samach Tesam and Aleph, about 13, 15 lines from the bottom, where it says on the side in the Torah, it says, Bamidbar Lamed Hei. So right before that, the Gemara says, the line before Bamidbar Lamed Hei. Says if a din in the first me as lina basaruba batarama vitzilo eda batamidzil basaruba vitzilo eda means you should darshan in a psukim always lahakel. Mara says no. The rule that you kovei a din based on the rive takes precedence over the rule of vitzilo eda. You don't bend over backwards against it. So the truth of the matter, this is what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained. Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father. Truth of the matter, the Gemara never said that you go basarive to give a person misa. If you're not sure what the facts of the case are, the Gemara is talking about darshan in psukim, establishing what the halacha is. So when you establish halachas, the Ramban said in the beginning of brachas, in the Mohammeds, that's a klal. The halachas are always nikva based on the roiv, unless it says b'shach b'chav kumecha, in the singular. And that klal, midash atar nireshes mem, that klal of going basa roiv takes precedence over the klal of bending over backwards v'hitzilu eda. That's all it says in Gemara. Never really says you go basa roiv. What's the other Gemara? Tosfos says there are two Gemaras. Tosfos quotes from Samach Tes Amid Aleph. Rubidin Shetobi Bura Diyarcha. Also on that daf. On Samach Tes Amid Aleph. Rubidin Shetobi Bura Diyarcha. So the Gemara has like this. The 7 drishas v'chakira, 7 questions about zman amokim that the Bezin asks. So they ask, Reuben murdered Shimon. So they ask, what day of the week was it? So they both say it was on Tuesday. And then they say, what month was it? They say, it's Chodesh Elul. And then they ask, what day of the month was it? Well, you look on a calendar. You'll see Tuesday. Let's say, they remember it's Elul. They don't remember where Rish Chodesh Elul was. So it's no good. Even though they said it was the first Tuesday in Elul, we don't remember where Rosh Chodesh was. When was Rosh Chodesh? I'm not sure. Rosh Chodesh was Friday and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Sunday. I forgot already when. Whatever. I don't remember. So I wouldn't be kosher latest. Okay? So the Bezin asks, what day of the month was it? So they both confirmed the same day of the week. They both confirmed it was the first week in Elul. The month is the same. What year? Tavshin Nine Hay. They got it straight. Okay. All the other questions, shtim. And then they say, what day of the month was it? So one of them says it was the third day of Elul. One says it was the fourth day of Elul. So the Mishnah says we accept the Eidus, because in the first half of the month, people make a mistake. Bibur de Yarcha. They know approximately when Rosh Chodesh was. They don't know exactly whether Rosh Chodesh was this day or that day. So since Ruba de Inshi told Bibur de Yarcha, so many people will make a mistake. So that's an honest mistake. So if one of them says it was Tuesday in Elul, the third of Elul, the other guy says Tuesday in Elul, the fourth of Elul, so we accept the testimony because Ruba de Inshi told Bibur de Yarcha. So Tosfos says you don't consider it a hakosha in Zman HaMakom, because we assume rogue people make a mistake. What does it help that it's an honest mistake? But bottom line, he didn't give the information. He didn't give the correct information what day of the month it was. So how is that acceptable? So lechor, you have to leave out what the Gemara says here. Just deal with the Mishnah. Gemara quotes a Mishnah. Le'el daf mem amir aleph. That's a Mishnah. Echad amir b'shtayim b'chadesh, echad amir b'shlash b'chadesh, eidus and kayemes, v'zeh adeh b'ibur shal chadesh, v'zeh the other witness, ene adeh b'ibur shal chadesh. One thought that Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day. One thought the last month had 30 days and Rosh Chodesh was on the 31st day. Yeah, today we have printed calendars. But in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't know. Every month they would decide on the spot whether any given month should have 29 days or 30 days. So one of them was aware, one of them was not aware. And then the Gemara said, it's only up until the 15th of the month. The second half of the month, by then everybody will already have found out what the correct day of the month is. And then even if you're one day off, it's no good. But if the first half of the month, since Ruba the Inshi, rogue people make a mistake, Bibur the Yacha, so therefore it's not called the Hakhosha in Chakiris, and we would accept the testimony of the witnesses. So the question is, fine. So we're told that one of them made an honest mistake. He's not making up a lie, because Ruba the Inshi told Bibur the Yacha. But bottom line, he didn't give, it's like any Odeya. He didn't give the correct day of the month. So how do you accept the testimony? The Moshe Soloveitchik said, Behechrech, you have to say, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Ragat Shabbat has this too, in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Tzofnas Panech, he writes the same. He said, Behechrech, you have to say like this, when the Chachamim were establishing in the first place, to what extent do the witnesses have to know? Let's say, Be'ez Ashur, what time was it? So the Or Sameach writes, he thinks that until they invented the sand clocks, they probably asked whether it was in the morning or the afternoon. They didn't ask Be'ez Ashur. How did they have the right to ask Be'ez Ashur? How did the people know Be'ez Ashur? But after they invented the sundials and sand clocks, so then the Bezdin introduced it, you say, Be'ez Ashur, what hour was it? Yeah. And then the Mishnah has, if one of them says it was around 9 in the morning, one says it was 10 in the morning, so you would accept the testimony. Because since Ruba Dinshi, most people make a mistake, Adam Toya B'Shachas, Adam Toya B'Shteshos, people make a mistake, an honest mistake. Yeah, but let it be considered like any Adaya. And there's mine on the monk. So the answer is, to what extent does the Bezdin have the right to expect the Adam to know, bid Daikonis, exactly what time was it? So Yosemech says, before they invented clocks, all they had to know whether it was in the morning or the afternoon. You can't expect more from him. After they invented clocks, and then the Chachamim thought that it's not unreasonable to ask Be'ez Ashur. But Be'ez Ashur doesn't mean have to be within an hour. Let's say one of them says it was 9:15, one of them says it was 9:20. That's called a Hakosha. No, we say his watch was 2 minutes slow, his watch was 2 minutes fast. So that's why he said 9:20. They both say, we looked at our watches, and this guy says, and my watch has said 9:20, the other guy says, my watch said 9:30. You say, his watch was a little off, his watch was a little off, but bottom line, look, one of them, maybe both of them are giving wrong information. The answer is, whatever people normally make a mistake, so the Chachamim don't expect, we cover the dinim here. We're not talking about following the roif to give ascertain the facts of the case to administer Misa. We're saying we're following the roif to be koveya, to what extent did the Edom have to have daikonis? How precise does the testimony have to be? So since Ruba the Inshi, most people make a mistake today with watches. Most people make a mistake a few minutes. So if they're a few minutes off, one says 9:20, one says 9:30, that's not called a mistake. If it's within a few minutes, Arif Mizbana Mishnah, they didn't have watches. But they had sundials, or they had sand clocks, whatever they had. So if you say within an hour or two, that's all the Chachamim expect you to know. So that's a different kind of a vart. The Gemara never said you go basarayv to give Misa. The Gemara said you go basarayv to be kaveh the halacha. Even though it says vehitzilahu eida, emitilahu eida means you kaveh the dinim, you bend over backwards, the midrash atar and the dreshes bam, are different over here. We mentioned last Thursday night that by dinim avodah zarah, the Gemara Maseches avodah zarah quotes the pasuk, shaketz the shaktsenu, the saif the saabenik yecherim hu, means you bend over backwards to go to Chumrah and assuring things mitama with Zor. If there's a Suffolk had a darsh in the Pasuk, who slight us to go to Hakel, you should go to Hachmer. You should go to Hachmer. And indeed in the Foshes, even if there's a slight in Tiyas Adas to go to Hachmer, you go to Hakel, because it says Behit Siluhed. So both of these examples about the 3 months for the Ben Sor Amara, that's in being Kobeh the Din. And over here, you go Basarayv, Rubidin Shitobi, Bur the Yarcha. That's in being koveh the din, how meduyak do the witnesses have to be when they give this man? Is there really a din that you go basarayv to ascertain the facts of the case, to administer misa? So the two examples that the Tosfos quoted on Gimel and Beis are not really good examples. The example of Rav Nashim the Teisha Yoldon, the example Ruba Dinshi told the Burcha, the Archa, those are not good examples. Because those are, you're going Basarab to be Kaveh Halacha. The good example is the last four lines on the Daf. Amr on Daf Samach Tesamal, that Tesis didn't quote. The last four lines. Amr Ab Yemni Amidvi Afanana Amitinina. Take a look there, the last four lines. That you really can boss a right to establish what the facts of the case are. So that Tyson should have quoted that. So that we'll have to discuss tomorrow, Belina. Yeah?
Why is there not going to be a problem with Edith to get the Falazim? If they're off by an hour, how are we supposed to figure out where everyone is?
We could be Mazim them the whole day they were in South America. So both hours are wrong.
Let's say they were Mazim, they say they were there once at 9 o'clock, once at 9:45, and they say 9:20 you're with us.
That wouldn't be enough, but if they say the whole morning you were with us in a different city, it's possible to be Mazim then. They'll be Mazim then with all the sfeikas, all the possibilities.
If it'll limit the Hazama, it's not a problem?
If what?
If it'll limit the Hazama, it's not a problem?
Yeah, as long as he can be Mazim. Nita Nazima.
Doesn't the Gemara in Rabbah say that the middle of the day is hard to tell what time it is besides in the middle of the sky, but the rest of the day you can? I mean, anyone should be able to tell the time it is.
Different times, if one says that it was a... One says before noon, one says afternoon, so then you know for sure that there's a contradiction. Around Chatzos, it's hard to tell. Mara says around Chatzos, it's hard.
If you tell Shah Shlishi, Shah Rabi'i, for Tila, the only problem is Chatzos.
Okay, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin is going to discuss it. Mishnah is on Daf Mem, we're going to discuss it. If they make a mistake, if there's a contradiction between the Eidim, certain hours of the day, it is a contradiction. Certain other hours of the day is not considered a contradiction. We'll take a look. Okay, I apologize. I think tomorrow is going to be a normal time.